This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell on schedule release day in the NFL. Big day, but it's going to be a big weekend for Atlanta United, as it's going to be full capacity for the match against Montreal. Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United, joining us. He normally does on Tuesdays, guys. Had some things come up yesterday. But, Darren, we're glad to have you on because Mike and I got into a great discussion yesterday before we get into this Montreal stuff about the article from Felipe Cardenas, who is with The Athletic. I know you were quoted in the article. I know that he says he talked to 10 sources in and around or former Atlanta United employees about this article. I just want to get your take on it. What did you think about what was written and some of the things that were at least alleged in this piece as to how things have played out with our organization?
Well, first thing, Carl, it's I've been here 7 years now, and I'm finally convinced we're going to make it in America. We have our first tabloid gossip bit with 10 unattributed sources, riddled with inaccuracies. So, you know, we're there. Hallelujah. We've got to that stage where it's almost like England.
That's true.
Look, I mean, a couple of things. As you guys know, the whole way through, Tata always reported to me. That was always on the record. That was what was in the contract. So that totally did away with the whole point of the article with that basic fact. And if Felipe had just checked it with us before running with it, we could have told him about that. The other point was, and there's a lot of noise about Bielsa chat that was had 2 years before we kicked the ball. I mean, and again, I had a quote on that then Felipe buried in the second part of the article. But clearly we're not going to have hired a coach 2 years before he kicked the ball. I'd literally just started. And so the whole thing was, look, it's clickbait. And look, for me, I take it as a positive that this is, you know, this is a sport that needs to grow in this country and get more attention. And, you know what it's like in England? You couldn't go to the supermarket without getting criticized for paparazzi snapping that you chose the wrong breakfast cereal. So to be honest, it's a good thing for me.
No, I mean, again, we've been there since day one. We were there for the founders, club day. And when we saw the colors, it is a price of success because the bar has been raised. You said that last year. So when things don't work out and now we're trying to get back to the top of the mountain. It is Darren Eales with his guys on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Just one last piece, because Carl and I, we talked about this earlier, Darren. We always wonder what happened with Nagby. Nagby, you know, there was that sort of, he missed the start of training in 19. And in the article, it sort of puts it out there that Carlos slow rolled the negotiations. Is there any truth to that?
No truth. And again, I'm not going to talk on any specific players. And look, because what you have to do when you run a club is, you know, you just do the things that get you success on the pitch. And I'll never speak about any player, you know, on the record. So, you know, the reality was Darlington was a fantastic player for us. We had two good seasons with him. And then he got a move to Columbus, which is what I think everyone's acknowledged was what he wanted and what he desired. And as a player, there's not too much you can do when someone's pretty firm about what they want to do. And the one thing I would say generally, and that's why I get a little bit narked, I'll be honest, because I think we're a bit naive still in this country, you know, in England and the rest of the world, they understand, like, when an agent doesn't get, you know, the coach, the job that he wanted, he'll say it's the fault of somebody, you know, and he'll gossip and someone will print it as fact. When players leave, they never ever say I left because I got lots of money or because it's what I wanted. They'll come up with an excuse. Everyone knows that, and normally that's the sort of thing that, you know, it nerves me a little bit, because, you know, you're always going to get people that are going to be unquoted. So, you know, if you got something, quote the source.
So it did piss you off a little bit, yeah?
It did, in the sense that, because I'm more upset with the fact that, you know, there wasn't the courtesy of doing the fact checking. And again, it's a day now, I think, when we're you know, the old days of journalism have gone a little bit where, you know, you check a fact before printing it. So that's a bit. But look, I say on the good side, it's because we're Atlanta United. You know, no one else is writing stories like that when, you know, you've won as many games as we have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.